This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, what a spectacular way to either start your day, end your day, whenever you're listening to the Brilliantly Dumb Show, while you're listening to the Brilliantly Dumb Show. We don't know. We don't care. We're just happy you're here listening with us, ready to rock and roll another episode. We got a lot to get into. We got Mikey Beardown Cuz joining the show. We got Joey Coldcuts joining the show, which is the segment right now that is hottest. People want to hear from Beardown Cuz. They want to hear from Joey Coldcuts. They want picks. They want money in their pocket. They want banter. And that's exactly what you get with those two folks right there. But before anything, ladies and gentlemen, we get into our favorite segment of the week. That's the buy or sell segment. I want to jump right into that because I got a lot to get off my chest in regards to that segment this week. We were in Mississippi, Ole Miss, unbelievable time there for Bob the Sports, just absolutely spectacular. I don't have this in my four or I don't have this in my five, but buy your stock in the SEC because it is a real thing. Buy your stock in the Grove without question. Not even comparable. The best tailgating experience I have ever been to in my life, hands down. They talk a lot about the Grove when we put up the poll for Bob the Sports of what sporting event we were going to go to next. The Grove in Mississippi, Oxford, Mississippi, blew everything out of the water, and there is a reason why. Who cares what the team's doing? The team's very hot right now, but who cares? Win or lose, if you want the best tailgate experience of your life, Mississippi, without question, is the place to go. I can't put my finger on what exactly it is, what makes an Ole Miss tailgate better than an Alabama tailgate. The Grove, it's like a square of everybody just tailgating. It's a free-for-all in any tent you go to. People are hospitable. That Southern hospitality is a real thing. I'm putting that in the segment right out of the gate. Buy your stock in Ole Miss tailgates. What an unbelievable time. Something that we are going to sell stock in right out of the gate. Sell your stock. Not even sure how much it's worth right now. Sell your stock in Sonic. What a terrible franchise. What a terrible, terrible franchise. Sonic has all the best ideas. They kind of have similarities to Arby's, to where they have the potential. The potential's there. But who's ever calling the shots for Sonic is one of those guys that has so many different ideas, but just can't execute it to perfection. Sonic hits you with the chili cheese dogs, the fucking slushies, this a whole assortment of items that they got going on inside. And they have the idea and they put the product out there. But the bottom line is the product's just not good. We don't know when a Sonic is going to appear, when you're going to see one, where they are, what states exactly they're in. Sonic is one of those franchises, one of those fast food joints that just pop up on you out of nowhere. Just like an Arby's driving down the road and it kind of scares the shit out of you. McDonald's, you see those arches from miles and miles away. Not Sonic. Just sticks and pops right up at you. Horrific franchise. I went there in Mississippi. Maybe it's the Mississippi Sonics. I don't know. Just so subpar. So subpar. And by the way, the girls on the roller skates bringing the food out, what these poor girls got to do. I mean, the fact that that's still a thing where they're delivering the food on the roller skates, when you go into a fast food franchise, you don't care about the theatrics. You just want to get in. You don't want to get out. You want to get your food. You want to get going. The hours that these Sonic girls on these rollerblades delivering the food are doing is unbelievable. And to be quite frank, somewhat criminal what Sonic is putting these girls through. I'm trying to get my order, and I'm watching this girl just pull figure eight through car after car after car, chili cheese fries in one hand. She's got slushies in the other hand. That is no joke, being a Sonic girl. I mean, think about it. Alexander Ovechkin goes onto the ice for a shift. You got three 20-minute periods. He comes on for a minute. They take him off to rest. A minute, they take him off. Sonic girls are going for 8 hours straight, no rest, on these rollerblades that are just dull as can be. The original rollerblades that Sonic purchased for their employees are the same rollerblades that they're still using. These things got no life left to them. And I'm watching this girl just skate her way through window after window. Cheese fries in one hand, slushy in the other, just figure eighting around the place. Poor girl, 8 hours straight. Sonic, sell your stock in Sonic. They just don't have it. They try, they just don't have it. You would think their food testers would taste it and say, this just isn't there. The idea is there. The food is not there, and change it up. I don't know. Sell your stock in Sonic. Something that I am going to buy. There's a little bit of a wild card here, but I always talk about how much I love Chris Collinsworth, the voice of Sunday Night Football. You start to really get those Sunday scaries after the 4 o'clock Eastern games, when that's wearing down, your Sunday's starting to wear down. It's starting to get very sad. And then just like that, 8:20 Eastern Standard Time, Chris Collinsworth is there and brings you right back to life for Sunday Night Football. I love the voice. I love the Collinsworth family. And there is a new prodigy in the Collinsworth family. That is Jack Collinsworth is now part of the Sunday Night Football broadcast. He sounds just like Chris Collinsworth, and I think he's spectacular. Sounds just like him, looks just like him. I want as much out of the Collinsworth family as I could possibly get in respects to broadcasting. I want Jack to have kids to broadcast, his kids to broadcast. Give me the entire Collinsworth family tree and bring them through Sunday Night Football, because they don't miss and they never will. NBC belongs to Chris Collinsworth and company. Love that family. Jack, welcome to the broadcast. Not even sure how long he's been on the broadcast, but I saw him the other night. The voice is there. He looks like Chris. I'm all for it. Buy your stock, Jack Collinsworth and the Collinsworth family. Now we got two food items that we're going to do the buy and sell for. Something that I want to buy, I might have spoken about this before, but I want to reiterate it, especially with Thanksgiving coming up. Buy your stock without question in Brussels sprouts. Brussels sprouts used to be the food that were frowned upon, that your mom would make to be healthy, and you hated hearing it. It's like hearing the word meatloaf. You hate to hear it. Meatloaf stinks. Brussels sprouts used to get a real bad rep. They are making its way back up to the top of the mountain. Buy your stock in Brussels sprouts. Thanksgiving right around the corner. I think you are going to see tons of families make the Brussels sprouts way. There's different ways to do them. You can make them as a Brussels sprout Caesar salad. You can make them as a side. You could throw some bacon bits into the little balsamic on top of the Brussels sprouts. Brussels sprouts are back and better than ever. They've never even been the pinnacle, so I can't say that they're back, but they're there now, and they're getting the credit that they deserve. Buy your stock without question in the Brussels sprout. Something that I want to sell, and to all the Southerners down there, especially the ones in Mississippi where I just had them, I am sorry, because I want to get behind this food so bad, because it sounds cool to say that you like it, and it's a staple of the South. I am selling my stock in grits. I am just not a grits guy. The Southern people love it for breakfast. It sounds cool. It is cool. I want to be a part of that. I just can't get behind it. I just can't be behind the shrimp and grits, regular, just grits as a side. I want to be a part of that. I can't be. I just don't like them. The texture's a little strange. My palate's still trying to figure it out. I put my palate through the ringer on the grits this weekend, because I wanted to like them so bad. So I was just shoveling them down, and it just couldn't get to know it. And I wanted them to get along so well. Palate and grits couldn't do it. I tried. Sell your stock in grits. Ladies and gentlemen, that is our buy and sell segment of the week. Keep firing these into my DMs, by the way. I love doing them. I love seeing them. Is it a food? Is it a franchise? Is it a football team? Is it an athlete? What do you like from the week? What are you selling from the week? Buy and sell segment. And now, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, they're constantly butting heads. And to be quite frank, I will say, yes, I do like to stir the pot to some degree, and it works like a charm week in, week out. They love each other, but boy, can they go at it. Mikey Bear Down, cuz Joey Cold Cuts on a roll for our prize pick segment. And then we close down with our new top five Ask Bob Bear Down cuts and cuts top five. Keep firing the top fives into the DMs as well. Let's get rocking and rolling. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Mikey Bear Down, cuz Joey Cold Cuts. Let's keep the ball rolling here on the Brantley Dump Show. Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt the Brantley Dump Show to let you know that the Brantley Dump Show is brought to you by Paint Your Life. Will your family not be together for the holidays this year? There's an alternative, not as good of an alternative, but the next best thing. That is with Paint Your Life. You could have your family all together every day. Get a professional hand-painted portrait created from any photo at a truly affordable price. Send any picture or combine photos into one of your kids, of your family all together. Put it in your living room. See your family every day. With Paint Your Life's compilation portraits, you can bring together family members who have never had a chance to even meet, or create a portrait of the whole family without the need for everyone to be there for a family photo. Let Paint Your Life bring your family together. Put your family high up in the living room. Choose from a team of world-class artists and work with them until every detail is perfect. You can order a custom-made, hand-painted portrait in less than 5 minutes. Quick and easy, get a hand-painted portrait in about 3 weeks. At paintyourlife.com, there's no risk. If you don't love the painting, your money is refunded, guaranteed. And right now, as a limited-time offer, get 20% off your painting. That's right, 20% off and free shipping. To get this special offer, text the word DUMB, D-U-M-B, to 64000. That's DUMB to 64000. Paint Your Life. Celebrate the moments that matter most. Okay. Bring them in, bring them in, bring them in. Right on the dot, right on time. Very punctual. Joey Cold Cuts joins us in what looks to be a strawberry cream polo. Is that Joseph?
Hello, Bob.
Hi, Joseph. How are you today?
Can you hear me?
Is that like a, what type of, what color would you put that as, Cutsy?
It's like a fuchsia.
Bear Down Cuz has joined us. Mikey Bear Down Cuz, welcome to the Brilliant Up Show.
I'd say that's more like a wild salmon.
Wild salmon action out of Cold Cuts?
What's, how would you, is the color different if it's wild or if it's farmed? I don't, what's the difference in the color?
Wild is definitely the brighter pink, I think. Wild. Okay.
We got a lot to discuss. Okay. Big, big weekend. A lot happened. Group chat was buzzing all weekend. A lot to discuss before we even get into the prize picks and the picks that we had this weekend. Of course, we're going to have the top five coming up later to wrap up the show. Before we even get to that, from a food standpoint, Sunday, football Sunday food, nobody got thrown a bigger curveball than Mikey Bear Down, cuz woke up Sunday morning, viciously hungover, wanted to go to Burger King. The wife vetoes the Burger King play, then says she's going to cook chicken parm for football Sunday, and then changes to taco balls. So to taco bowls, Bear Down. So I'll let you have the floor just in regards to the last minute Sunday change in regards to food.
Well, like any player, worth his salt, you have to make adjustments on the fly. That's what life is about. You make adjustments on the fly. And that's exactly what we did on Sunday, was craving the Burger King big time, was craving a Burger King. Went with the Trader Joe's Meat Lovers Cauliflower Pizza.
Oh,
extra crispy. And I have to tell you, I was impressed. I really was. I was not disappointed by it whatsoever. Would the Burger King have hit different? Possibly. But by no means was I disappointed in the cauliflower pizza. Now, I must say that the chicken parm was made tonight.
Was
so the okay. chicken parm was made tonight, and it was
gonna say Holly does not let down. That was surprising.
No, and you know what? She saved it because my dad came over tonight to see the kids, so they got to see their Poppy, and you know, she whipped out the big guns for the visitation from Poppy. And you know what? That just every move she makes, she's playing chess while I'm playing checkers. So more power to her, because that was a good move. The Taco Bowls was a good audible to go to Sunday. Quite frankly, I was several White Claws deep. So the Taco Bowls by no means disappointed either. Just excellent 3 days in a row here that we're going into, and no disappointments, no qualms. And we're rolling right along.
Bear down. You mentioned something interesting, and Cutsy, I can't speak on this because I haven't had it. And I would take Bear Down's word for it on food, but Bear Down actually raves about the Burger King spicy chicken sandwich, which he says is one of the upper echelon chicken sandwiches in a world that has a whole lot of chicken sandwiches. Now, big statement out of the Bear Down camp. Cutsy, can you elaborate? Are you okay with that? Have you had the Burger King? And then Bear Down, I want you to touch on that chicken sandwich.
I have not tried it. They have the commercials, though, I think, for it. So they're trying to market it a lot. I don't think Burger King would be normally known for chicken sandwiches, but I can't comment or differentiate because I haven't tried it. I would say probably would not be in my top choice. But again, maybe I try it. Maybe it's groundbreaking. And you know, it's not something I've tried, so I can't comment, Bob.
Bear Down, your thoughts on the, you stand by the chicken sandwich comment?
I do, and not my first choice either. One day I'm driving by the Burger King after I leave my barber, very hungry, just got out of the gym, saw the sign outside. I said, you know what, let's give it a whirl. Everyone's trying to dabble in the chicken sandwich now, it seems like. The Chick-fil-A Popeyes debate.
True.
Wendy's, of course, the OG of the spicy chicken sandwich. Wendy's is the OG. But now everyone's trying to dabble in the chicken sandwich. I gave it a whirl. It is nothing like the chicken sandwich from Burger King that you might remember, that thin, crappy. It is not like that. It is in the foil bag. They have a lot of the hot sauce on it. Whatever the batter is very, it's very substantial. They got the pickles on it. It's a thick sandwich, very filling, juicy. Will not disappoint. If you haven't given it a whirl, I fully back it and fully endorse it. I do.
You know what's a great call, Bear Down, which is so true that I've never thought about? The foil changes everything. If they put it in that paper that they usually have, the difference between the foil and that substantially increases the odds that the sandwich is going to hit and hit hard.
Why does
the foil pouch? The foil pouch. It nurtures the sandwich very much, very much like a mother kangaroo would nurture their babe, their little Joey, like the mother kangaroo would nurture the little Joey in the pouch. That's what the foil pouch does for the sandwich. Just keeps it all together and keeps it at that perfect temperature, and doesn't allow the sandwich to get compromised by any means. It's really, I agree, Bob. I agree.
I think there's a lot of people out there that are going to go now try that Burger King sandwich. I will be one of them the next time I go buy a Burger King. It's all fun and games, gentlemen. We could sit here, we could talk food all we want, but the bottom line is we got to get down to our picks of the week.
May I just slightly interject before we go to the picks of the week? Because I think this needs to be brought to attention on the podcast, needs to be discussed. Earlier this weekend, there was a turnaround. Something really big happened. Bear Down came up with a new profile picture. And I think it needs to be brought to light. And we need to have this conversation, Bob. Because
I agree.
Bob, you've been on the go a lot. And we really haven't been able to sit down and have this discussion and focus on the narrative. I will start off by saying the photo, the cartoon that Bear Down had, it is a phenomenal picture, Bear Down. So let's just be first and foremost. I want to say it's a very well done picture.
The photo, he's for the folks out there. He's talking about the Mikey Bear Down. He has it here. This is the Mikey Bear Down.
Hold on, let me
new profile picture and a lot of controversy this, Bobby? Here.
Can you see? There it is.
Yes.
Now, what I want to discuss, and this brings us back to a few episodes ago.
Yep.
I think, and Bobby, I don't know how well you can see this, I believe there is, in fact, a Bahamas filter on this cartoon. Bear Down, before we judge, I just wanted to hear your side of things. Thoughts, comments. Was there a Bahamas filter involved?
Ed, Bear Down was, for those who didn't hear prior episodes, Bear Down was a little bit on the hot seat for jeopardizing the brand for using the Instagram Bahama filter. He since has what we thought made the adjustment, but a new Bear Down Cuz profile picture has come to light. And it does look, Bear Down, from that angle, that the Bahamas filter is in play here.
No. No, and I'm going to show you where the picture came from. I'm going to show you what I sent to the artist, who, by the way, phenomenal job by him. Great job by him, because I've gotten some of these done before. I'm very disappointed. I thought they were garbage. This guy was on point. This is the exact picture I sent him.
Bear Down always has.
That is a quad box shot of myself, Brian Urlacher, Alex Brown.
Eyes are not as blue, though, Bear Down.
Erlen. The eyes are very blue. He opened my eyes on purpose. He said, I'm going to do this for artistic value to make sure that your eyes are seen, because your eyes are kind of what your trademark is. And I'm not going to disagree with that. He's 100% right. And that's why he's an artist. And quite frankly, you're not. You cut steaks. He does art. That's what he does. So I'm not going to question the artist's vision at all. He wanted
I started off by saying
no filter.
That's
actually a screen grab. It's not even like that's not even coming off of like a regular picture. It's a screenshot from a video.
So the artist said, I'm going to make the eyes pop before you even ever asked for
not,
the eyes to
no,
pop.
No, not pop. Open. So you could actually see my eyes more, because my eyes are very closed in the picture. That, like Cuck said, you can't really see my eyes. To open my eyes to show. I mean, look, I don't need to use any filters.
I just think it's very outlandish to double down on the Bahama filter after it was very, and I'm not accusing you. I want to have the narrative.
You are accusing me, though. All of this is accusationary. All of this. This is like some big vaudeville. It's a vaudeville.
You're not the one who, you're not the one who's the picture.
Circumvent. Okay.
I'm just
why would the guy choose a random filter, though? What are the odds? That's harder than ending a 10 pick prize pick.
That was my question.
That's how astronomical those odds are.
It's not accusing you. I'm saying, is there a chance when this guy does the editing that he indeed threw in the Bahama? Maybe the Bahamas filter is a Bear Down staple. And if that's the case,
I would love to get the artist the show next time. I would love.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. I will message the artist and I'll say, did you use any filters for the photograph? And whatever he says, first of all, I'm going to tell you this right now, because I've spoken to the gentleman, and I'm going to tell you right now, he's not going to know what I'm talking about when I ask that question. He's an artist. He's artistic.
I think you'd be
surprised. He's not a conversationalist. That's not his thing. He does art. That's what he does.
Okay.
So now, I will ask him.
I do want to touch a bit on the prize picks, because long story short, that's why we're here this afternoon, right here, right now. Now, Cutsy, we got to put you on the hot seat a little bit, because I think a lot of the problems that Bear Down has had with you is that there's not much accountability in regards to showing up on time to the podcast outside of today, because you were here. And in regards to when a pick is out, okay, there was a pick out, prize picks out that we lost before we hit the huge four teamer. There was a prize picks that was out where you were telling followers that a certain pick was not your pick. Bear Down, what was that pick that Cutsy insisted was not?
It was Donovan Peoples-Jones.
Donovan's Peoples-Jones, I think it was over 40 and a half yards.
Yes.
And when the followers wanted to know who picked one of those losing picks, right there, you refused to take accountability for that.
No,
and
I'm not
instead
going to.
Would tell them that was Bear Down Cuz's pick.
I'm not going to take accountability. My pick hit. My pick was Freer Mouth. It was the over receptions, which, by the way, hit in garbage time. I did not know if it would hit. It did. I've been on fucking fire. And secondly, I have never in the history of mankind.
The lack of humility out of you sometimes really just boggles. You know, sometimes when you laugh so hard in the face of the gambling gods, Cuts, that's why you could run into some problems, because you mock, you stand in the face of the gambling gods and mock them with your lack of humility. I have to be quite honest with you.
It's gambling. I hope the gambling gods
go to hell. As far as
well, I'm there. Well, whoa, that is really whoa, that is whoa. Not what we needed whoa, to hear.
What are you doing?
I'm rewriting. He we're rewriting history here, Bob. That's what we're doing here.
What are you doing?
We're rewriting history here, Bob. And if you let me finish what I was going to say, I've never made more than one pick in any single Prize Picks parlay in the history of since we've started this.
That is
the fact that I was accused of making a losing pick, which I've made plenty of. And I will say I have, not lately, but I have. The fact that I was accused that was my pick is quite outlandish. What happened is we had discussed, Beardown and I, about Peoples Jones. I sent him, I said, I think this is a pretty good play. I did say that. But knowing I only had one pick to make, I said, I want to go all in on Freiermuth. That's my pick. The other option I did say too, and Beardown will account to this, the other one I wanted to play as my second pick was the Tom Brady over 0.5 yards rushing, which by the way, hit like immediately in the first quarter.
Joe, so, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Okay. Monday Night Football, Giants against the Chiefs a couple of weeks ago. You didn't give the Tyreek Hill and the Travis Kelce over a half a touchdown prop pick. You didn't give both
Tyreek.
Of those
I did the Tyreek Hill and it missed. And I got fucking locked out the building for the Kelce
over a half a touchdown was not your pick.
I said that would be my other pick.
You didn't take two Chiefs.
And we're back to the accountability.
When I lose a pick, Bob, and I will take accountability. I have lost multiple picks. I've lost a couple, and I've heard about it so much to the point where I had to have Bob send me fucking screenshots from the followers asking which one's Cutsy's pick so I can fade him. Meanwhile, I just want to say I think I've been on fucking fire lately.
I think you've done very well.
And as a team, we're on fire, and we've been really good, and we're rolling. So why do we need to even focus on the minutiae of details? Because it doesn't matter. We're going to hit again tonight. And quite frankly, that's why I said the gambling gods can kick rocks, because we are rewriting history here.
Here's what I got to ask you, though, Joseph. Here's the problem that our group chat, the Gambler's Digest, has. Classic example. That pick had already lost. So the one that had Freiermuth over receptions, the one that had Peoples Jones, Cordell Patterson, it had already lost.
It was dead
in the water. And you were going crazy for the Freiermuth pick.
Yeah, because it's my pick. I want it to hit.
But it does.
Think about this, okay, Bob? When you play a basketball game, when the game is over and there's 2 minutes left, do they just call it quits? Do they just take the teams off the floor? No, the guys are still out there fucking padding their stats. They're still out there. They're shooting. They're collecting stats. So why in hell would I not want my pick to hit? It's good. It's good mojo. It continues karma moving forward. It makes me more confident to see my picks hit. It makes me more reinvigorated for my future picks. Absolutely, I'm going to cheer for it. And I've been on a freaking roll. As I said, this week for Prize Picks, I've hit everything. Yeah, I'm going to continue to cheer for it. I'm not going to cheer against us. I will never, ever cheer against Beardown or myself.
I've never once rooted against you ever.
Yeah, and I've never rooted for you against you either. So you say you want to hit 60-70% Beardown. Is that not your the most reinstated thing that you always say is I'm going to give 60-70% winners? If that's the credo
I live by.
Yes, and if that's the case, then you should cheer for each and every pick, even if the power play has lost, because it continues our validation that we are hitting 60-70% or
well,
better.
My standpoint on that is if it hits, great, but I'm not going to vehemently root for it, because at that point, to be honest, if the boys lose, the boys lose. To me, that's
well,
the team
I would have cheered for your pick.
That's saying a lot. It's kind of sad
if you're not going
to I think mine, Cuts, I think Cuts is on the cusp of really, really scratching the surface of being a very, very good prop handicapper.
Wow. See,
my only qualm with Cuts is the
only
gambling.
Taken like
is
a
the,
month.
Is the
go ahead. No, Beardown. Go ahead. He's trying to give you a compliment.
I'm sorry. I'm listening.
He's trying to give you a compliment.
Did I not give him a paragraph long compliment last night of how far he's come and the development that I've seen.
Yeah, I screenshotted it. It's screenshotted my phone.
It's been there.
Now,
it's
yeah, been if only he'd share that as quickly as he would share the one when I said I hated the DK Metcalf pick, but that's neither here nor there.
Are we back?
No, not at all. But I will say this, the gambling etiquette cuts. You have to be very careful when you say things like the gambling gods can go to hell. And here's another gambling etiquette thing that you never, ever want to say. You never want to say, especially after the pick loses. Well, you know, I like this other pick and that hit, but we didn't play that pick. That's a huge gambling classic, etiquette violation.
Classic cut. And I will say, and I don't want to bash it because
you're right. I'm not taking away. You're right.
But what Cutsy will do, say it. He's the biggest.
But Bear Down, can I ask something?
Well, Cutsy, just one moment here. I will say Cutsy has been he's been his last four for his last four. So you do
feel five for five. But who's counting? But Bear Down, what I will say is yeah, you're right. But this is all new territory to me. So you are like the big brother. You got to show me these things.
The gambling etiquette is a conversation we're going
to
have.
It's like the first time you go on a golf course.
Joseph, I think you guys do need to have a gambler's etiquette conversation.
Yeah.
And I think Cutsy makes a very good point, Bear Down.
It's like the first time you go on a golf course and you don't know, like, not to walk in someone's lie or to have the shadow when they're putting.
I would not know that. If I went out on the golf course, I would rely heavily on you, gentlemen.
Do you feel that Cutsy's walking in your lie from time to time to walk in your line?
No, I think I just think that certain things need to be addressed, because if he could clean up those little details, I think he puts the whole package together.
Cutsy, can I change subject on you for a second? Rapid fire this at me. We went through Bear Down Sunday food-wise. What did your football Sunday food element consist of? Talk me through that day.
Oh, it started out real hot. I did. I actually went to an after-hours club, so I didn't get home till like 7:30 in the morning. So I slept for like an hour and a half before games, and then I connected with Bear Down about the picks, and then putting in our own picks for my bookie. But I started out my executive chef, Drew Rosenberg, fucking amazing guy, a cut restaurant. At the end of the night, they made us a burrito with steak. They did a carne asada with fucking Wagyu steak, made a burrito. So I saved it for the morning. I had that. It was phenomenal. Slap.
Did you microwave that to heat that up, or did you put that in the oven?
I threw it in the oven for like for maybe 5-10 minutes. Good for and then you. Ticket ate, I shared it with Ticket. He had half of it. I had the other half. And then I waited till later in the day, and I hit a very good play. I waited till later. I hit this pasta place called Uovo, and they do the tortellini and brodo. Bear Down is fucking fantastic. You know, a little al dente tortellini with the brodo. And then I did grilled broccolini. I didn't eat bad this week.
And then what'd you have for dinner at night? Was that your dinner at night?
That was my dinner at night. I had the broccolini and then that was it.
Okay. Well, gentlemen, here we go. Prize Picks been in. And by the way, the pick before that, we hit big ol'. I was on my flight watching it. Another hit of a power play, which played out fucking massive. And again, to Bear Down's credit, he came here. He said he was going to give 60 to 70%. He's not just doing that on straight bets. He's doing that on parlays. And Cutsy with him. I don't want to exclude you out of that, Cutsy, because Cutsy with him, Cutsy's been very hot as well. So overall, we had that little hiccup Sunday. The boys are very hot right now. We've been very hot. Prize Picks, promo code Bobby Props. It's promo code Bobby Props. Get your first $100 match. Come join us weekly. We put the picks up there every single week, every single game day. We got those up there. Fellas, are we ready for a top five now?
I am.
Okay. Yes. Now, you guys were very upset that I had not give you guys ample notice in regards to the top five. These gentlemen have had an hour to think of this top five. Today's top five is, gentlemen, what I would like you to do. I'm going to start with you, Joey Coldcuts. What I'd like you to do is give me your top five Petes of all time. Top five people named Pete or Peter.
Is that first or last name?
What do you mean? Is it first or last?
Is it like name? Is it like last name Peters or Peter or Peters, or is it the first? It has to be the first name Pete or Pete.
That's, Peter.
Are you bad? That's Joseph.
I mean, it changes. I didn't ask you earlier, so I have.
Both. I mean, Joseph, if he asked the top five people that's last name was Peters, it may be the most difficult conversation to ever have. Joseph, I mean,
I had Jason Peters in there as an option, but it does change the options, Bob. It does.
It's of course it does.
Okay.
An appropriate question would be fictional or non-fictional Peters.
Well, I have all of them. I have everything.
Or both. Or both.
I have everything. Yeah, or both.
It could absolutely be both.
Yeah. Okay. I have
first name top five.
Peters, I have my first. Okay. I'm going to go from five to
five
one.
Five to one. Correct.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Number five is going to be Pete Rose.
Okay.
Now, I know he's got a lot of backlash because he cheated in baseball, but he's a guy I can get behind. He's a guy who got after it on and off the field. And he's a guy who laid it all out. And I think he's ostracized way more than anybody else, and it's not fair. Pete Five makes my top five list. He's number five. Number four, we're going to go with Peter Griffin from Family Guy.
Wow, that is really
funny. When I think Peters, I think Peter Griffin. He's provided a lot of laughs to this society. I think he should not go unnoticed. I think Peter Griffin solidly fits at number four. All right? You guys still with me?
Yep.
All right, yeah. Number three, I'm going to go with something that's nostalgic for me, that hits home as a kid growing up, someone who got me through. It's Peter Pan. Peter Pan is number three. Peter Pan is the story that just, I think, revolutionizes Disney and, you know, never wanting to grow up and being a kid and always being yourself. It's a phenomenal story. Peter Pan, number three. Number two, I'm going to go Pete Davidson, okay? I think this guy is pretty good. I don't think he's number one territory, but he I watched the Staten Island movie, Bob. It's pretty good. I think he's been able to kind of fit himself in a lot of different places, you know, within the limelight, and now he's banging Kim Kardashian or whatever. That's pretty impressive. And he was with Ariana Grande, and he was, I mean, the guy's done very well for himself. Yeah. I think it does leave to be said. So he's number two for me. And number one top Pete is absolutely Peter Parker, AKA Spider-Man. Peter Parker is my number one. The amount that Spider-Man has done for, you know, through comics and through, you know, I just think he's absolutely number one. So that's my 5-1. I thought about it. You gave me some time. I had like 40 minutes to think about on my drive down here. And I think it's an excellent list.
I, if it's okay, Bear Down, I'd like to close down with you. I'm very curious for your list. Now, I saw that you weren't thrilled about the Pete Davidson pick that Cutsy had at two. I don't think he's a number two. However, I'll say this. I got Pete Davidson in my five. I don't think you can ignore the lineup, the roster of girls that this girl has dated, from Kate Beckinsale to Ariana Grande to Kim Kardashian. Anybody that comes through Saturday Night Live is Pete Davidson. It has turned into Pete Davidson's show. Give me Pete Davidson at five. Number four, give me Pistol Pete Maravich. Now, not many people are going to know this. I don't think a lot of people remember Pistol Pete Maravich. But when you think about ball handling, move aside Kyrie Irving. Give me
beside Pistol Kim Pete. Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian is not on the list.
And let me.
It was a ball handling joke, Joe.
Oh, it was. That's actually pretty funny.
Now, there's actually a movie way back in the day on Pistol Pete Maravich. Now, Bear Down, you seem like a guy, maybe the 1% of basketball fans have actually seen this Pistol Pete movie. It was absolutely unbelievable. But give me Pistol Pete Maravich.
I have no idea who that guy is.
I mean, that's
Pistol Pete. You've never heard of Pistol Pete?
I've heard the name Pistol Pete. I don't know who Maravich is.
He's a legendary player.
What I am going to do is for number three, I would like to go ahead and I think I'm going to go ahead and put in Pete Sampras at three.
Good one.
Tennis player.
Good one.
When I think Pete, I really think Pete Sampras. I think Pete Sampras really, really represents both Pete's and Peter's out there worldwide. Number two, I'm actually going to go with Pete Wheeler. backyard baseball. Is that ringing a bell anyhow in the Zoom chat at all right now? I am getting nothing on the
from the computer game, the kid in the wheelchair.
You gave me hell for Pete Davidson at two, and you gave some no-name Pete.
Kenny Kaniguchi was in the wheelchair. Pete Wheeler, backyard baseball computer game, one of the fastest backyard baseball players of all time. You could put him in the two hole. You could put him all across the board and can just absolutely motor. I am not going to put Peter Pan in the list because my ex-girlfriend dated Peter Pan. So I've always had something against Peter Pan. She actually dated the guy who played Peter Pan. So Peter Pan for me will not make the list. Now, I know that's a legendary thing, Peter Pan, and a lot of name behind it. Can't do it. Just can't do it. So what I'm going to do is, number one, I'm actually going Pete Rose. And I think Cold Cuts absolutely nailed that when he said that. I think Pete Rose is so unfairly criticized when we talk about, it's not just that he was gambling on baseball. He was gambling on his own team, which I think is the fucking coolest thing. Now, if he was gambling against his team,
no, he knew they were winning because he was a fucking man.
He was betting on his team. If you watch an NFL football game that people are allowed to bet on the game, imagine Aaron Rodgers with $2 million on the Packers at -3. It would be a spectacle of all spectacles. I got Pete Rose at one. I am very, very curious. Bear down, cuz, to close down the show. Top five
Pete. By the way, Bob, why Pete's? What made you think of this?
It's actually credit to Benny the Jet, our producer. It's wild. It's random. It makes you think. We might hit you with Zach next week. You don't know what's coming your way, Gutsy. And by the way, I think I take a lot of heat for the top five.
I actually think this is a really good one, which is no shocker that it's not actually yours. I was surprised because it was way different. I thought I was going to hear top five fucking after dinner drinks or something like that.
I will say, even though he just took a shot at me, I think Cutsy, I wanted to add it to my list, but I couldn't because I didn't have that. Cutsy might have stole the show with Peter Griffin. I mean, that was an unbelievable slot. And bear down, cuz, we go over to you.
Peter Griffin was in my five. I'm removing him now. I had some substitutes that I was waiting to hear, and now I'm going to make the substitutes.
If you go last, you always have an advantage. Going last always gives you.
Cutsy, can I get a
you're going to ridicule. You're going to ridicule.
Cutsy, I haven't ridiculed.
Aside from the Jaws thing, I haven't ridiculed your top fives ever.
Which brings me into my top five.
Oh, he's doing the Peter guy from the Jaws.
Let's get a drum roll. Let's get a drum roll here, everybody.
Honorable mention before I crack into the top five. Honorable mention does indeed go to Peter Benchley, who, of course, wrote the award-winning novel Jaws, which inspired the Steven Spielberg film Jaws. So Peter Benchley, honorable mention. Thank you. Number five.
That's honorable.
Let him go. Honorable mention.
Okay.
Number five, everyone's favorite Ghostbuster, Peter Venkman. Bill Murray as Peter Venkman in Ghostbusters. Peter Venkman is a top five Pete of all time. It's not even a question. Without him, who are you going to call? Fucking nobody. So Peter Venkman at number five.
I'm not going to call number five.
Here we go now. That's
okay. I'm going to be quiet the rest of the way. That was pretty bad though, but I'm going to say
that's a tremendous start with Peter Venkman. Number four, I do have Pete Rose as my number four Peter of all time is Pete Rose. Again, the gambling thing in today's society now, where all professional sports not only are advertising and partnering with gambling books, they're actually posting the spreads of every game on ESPN all over the television, the over-unders. Let it go. Let the guy get into the hall. Give it a rest. Give him the recognition he deserves. Guy was one of the best players ever to play the game of baseball. Get off his ass. Pete Rose, number four. Number three, I have Pete. Now, I'm going to take more heat for this one. I have Pete Townshend. Pete Townshend, the lead singer of The Who, guitarist of The Who, one of the most influential rock and roll bands of all time. Pete Townshend is my number three. Number two, is Peter Parker, the Spider-Man himself, is my number two Peter of all time. I don't think you can have a top five list of Peters and leave Peter Parker out of it.
Unless you're Bob.
I don't think you can. Now, number one is going to blow your minds. And here we go. I'm just going to toss it out there. The number one Peter of all time, the thing that revolves, that our lives revolve around every single Sunday during the fall, from September all the way through January, would not exist without this man. And that man is former NFL commissioner Pete Rozelle. Pete Rozelle is the godfather of American football. He turned the NFL from the merger era into the powerhouse that it has become today, got rid of and forced out all of these bullshit AFL leagues, all of this. Pete Rozelle, NFL Hall of Famer, legendary commissioner of the NFL, the best commissioner the NFL has ever and will ever have, made the NFL the powerhouse it is today. Pete Rozelle, don't care what you say, number one Peter in my book forever and always.
Cutsy, do you know who that is?
I'll be honest with you. I have never heard of that man in my, you know who else, if we're going to give honorable mention, you know who else was on my honorable mention was St. Peter. St. Peter was on my honorable mention as well. Beardon, I actually, I mean, the number one is a little bit, it's not a bad top five. It's you've really stepped up since the Jaws week last week. You've really taken a step up. It's much better.
What about you? I mean, what about you? What about you, Joseph? I mean, have you taken
Joe's top five? Don't you hear him?
This is a phenomenal top five.
Do you? Yeah, he always says the best. Do you think that Bear Down was hoping that you would approve of the top five? Do you think he made the top?
I mean, my top five last week was clearly, we did the poll. It was the best one. I mean, not the best one, but I'm saying like the Jurassic Park was better than Jaws. We saw that.
Jet, do me a favor. We're going to put it up. I would be very curious to see it. If you could go ahead and put up those top fives on the Brilliant Ump Show page.
I'd like them to rate who's the top best.
They will come. Really appreciate you boys. One of the more, it's a fun segment to do. The whole Prize Picks thing has been phenomenal. Just the extra oomph that I think Bear Down Cuz and Joey Cold Cuts has brought to the podcast. The feedback has been great. Keep hitting us in the DMs, folks. We love you. We appreciate you. Bear Down, Cutsy, Gambler's Digest group chat forever and always. Bear Down to close down the show.
I just have one thing to say. I would be remiss. A couple people requested it. Brilliantly Dumb Faithful inboxed me. Some veterans of our armed services, obviously last week was Veterans Day. And I had a couple veterans DM me that are Brilliantly Dumb Faithful. They DM'd me probably because they realize I'm the most mature of the three of us and would recognize the fact. Not to say that you two gentlemen aren't patriots. I'm not saying that whatsoever. You certainly are. But I will give a shout out. I promised I would, to the veterans of our armed services, in particular, a young man named Donnie Two Dogs. He said people would know what that means. Okay, that's fine. Thank you for your services. Thank you for being who you are, protecting this great land and nation. We recognize and appreciate you always.
What a classy finish.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's a wrap. Could not have said it better myself. The Brilliantly Dumb Show. Till next time.